Baby girl, tell me how did you squeeze up in them jeans? What you mean? I know there's room for me to be the king. It's obscene the way you move that thing like a machine. Go with me, a back like that should be a magazine. So, baby, you got me sick right now. Girl, you looking too thick right now. And if you don't care, you can dip right now. You're a couple of my chair. You can get worse.
I'm doing my thing and I'm coming out. I'm in my own lane. What you talking about? DJ's on point.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to each and every one of you, wherever you are listening in this world. Today is September 25th of 2020. Time for another session of My Titanium Tidbits with me, Dr. C, for the morning hum. If you heard our opening music, it is, of course, Tori Lee, Feel the Beat. It is Miss Tori Lee, Feel the Beat. So many of you said you wanted to hear more music in the morning, so hey, here you go. If you remember yesterday, I told you that today I was going to be talking to you or expanding upon a conversation I had done a while ago. I believe it was for one of my lava lamp discussions. We were talking about, I was sharing with you about how the need to let go of things that keep us tethered to our past. So for those of you that missed it, basically, for example, so many of you, you come home, you say you're fresh into a breakup, and you come home and you go to bed and you sleep in that same bed on that same mattress that you used to share with your significant other. And you find yourself rolling over into the spot that they were in, or you find yourself reminiscing about all of the things. Let me tell you something about objects. You know, if a house sits and no one lives in it for a while, it becomes abandoned. And next thing you know, it starts to deteriorate. And it falls into disrepair. So for me, I always feel as though a life force is something that is radiated and it is attached to other things, including ourselves. A house is not a home if no one lives in it. And at some point, without that attention, without that upkeep and things, it starts to fall apart. It's no different than our relationships when we end up alone, not knowing where we're going, and we keep all of these reminders around us. When these things become tethered to us, they are attached to us. They become a part of us. If it's something that's no longer there, you're keeping all of this emptiness within you. You have to learn how to let those things go. So let's go back. I did another piece on getting a new mattress. So we're going to stick with that for today's discussion as well. There's nothing like getting a new mattress. Wait for the next holiday, get a sale, get yourself a new mattress. And the minute that your mind and your psyche realizes that no one's been on this mattress, no one slept on this mattress, hopefully they haven't, no one has laid on this mattress but you. That is your space. That is your healing place. That is the beginning of your journey to happiness, health, and healing again. No one's been on that mattress. There's no tainted stains. There's no memories. There's nothing but a good night's sleep waiting for you. Go to one of those places where they do the test to make sure that you're getting the right mattress. Most people wouldn't even like my mattress because I like a really firm mattress. So I doubt if even if I did get the hookup again, which at my age, I'm too old for hookups. And many of you listening to this broadcast are too old for hookups too. But that's a show for another day. So what I want you to do is start with something. Another thing that I did to untether myself from so many of the things that were holding that negative energy, I called the infamous 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You know, it's almost like you do. You snap your finger, or better yet, you point, and they make it disappear. They take it out on that truck. They do it. It's gone. Boom. I have a totally different house on the inside because of all of the things that I had them take outside and take away. Untether yourself from all of these things that bring that negative energy into your world. These programs are about things that matter. The titanium tidbits could be on anything. Next week, I could tell you about a recipe that I found. I never know what's going to hit me at any given moment. But because so many of you have been writing and talking to me about the piece that I did on untethering yourselves from things that bring the negative energy into your world, I wanted to expand upon that. So your new assignments, go out and get a new mattress. Better yet, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or somebody that can come and pick up all of the clutter in your lives and remove it. And let me say this, let's go back to the mattress. If you get that new mattress, because I did a piece years ago where I asked the question, is your bed made? Because your bed says a lot about your life. If your bed is full of clutter and you have that one small corner to sleep in, that's how you lead your life. Everything is right there on the edge. You keep a little bit for yourself, and all of this other clutter and junk and foolishness and drama or whatever it is taking up the rest of the space in your life. Untether yourselves. Trust me. When you start to let all this stuff go, number one, you feel lighter, you feel free. You get into a different mindset. Some people and all these feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff gurus that say the same thing. They talk about stinking thinking, as they call it. I'm like this, get rid of your terrifying thoughts, your trifling thoughts, the ugly thoughts, whatever thoughts you want to do, get rid of all of that. And in order for you to do that, you have to untether. You have to let that stuff go. When I learned how to start letting things go, cleaning things out, I went around my house and I said, I have to get rid of everything that evil touched. I actually like living in my little space again. It's becoming mine again. I am reclaiming what was mine. And that's what you need to do as well. So again, I'm not going to hold you up. Listen, it's Friday morning. It's time for us to prepare to enjoy our weekend. Whether it's staying home, reading a good book, staying home, staying in bed, staying home, cleaning up your house, getting your space in order. Once your space is in order, things will feel better. You will feel better. For those of you who are coming home and you stand at your front door, I always say this, do the light test, do the darkness test. When it gets pitch black at night, if you can't move around your house without the fear of falling over something or getting yourself hurt, what is that saying to you? It's time for you to clean up the clutter. Everything about our bed and our homes, our bathrooms, our kitchen sinks, all of that. If everything is full of clutter and in disarray, it's indicative of the lives that we're leading. Some people I know, their homes are just as junky and dirty and cluttered as the lives that they have led. I'm telling you right here, right now, it has to start somewhere. You had all of these months when we were on lockdown. You stayed there locked in clutter, being upset, being depressed. That was the perfect time for you to start to clean it out, get rid of it. If you didn't do it then, my suggestion to you is for you to do it now. Get a new mattress. Start with one room, clean out that room. You can even feel air flowing through your house again. It's amazing. There's so many things that you can do. Get some pillows for your sofas, clean up things, redo, paint, do something. Reclaim what you think you have lost. And if you spent so much time with that significant other and now that person is gone, then you have to make your space your own, your way that suits the new you that you are discovering as you watch the new you emerge. So this has been my Titanium Tidbits for this Friday, September the 25th of 2020. Listen, a lot of people talk about 2020 and say that 2020 brought all of this unhappiness, bad things, heartache, pain, and all of that. Listen, 2020 is what you make of it. Remember that change is a product of growth. So until my last days, I'm going to keep learning, growing, and changing. I'm going to keep evolving. And I'm looking forward to seeing who I'm going to end up becoming. But in the interim, I am enjoying every step of my journey. And I want you to enjoy your journey as well. So until next time, listen, I pray you enough of whatever it is you need to face whatever's knocking at your door, coming your way from this very moment and beyond. I'm Dr. C. This has been another session of my Titanium Tidbits for the Morning Hum. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Next week, of course, I'll be doing my Focus podcast. That's basically a lot of information on relationships and recovery. This one, yeah. This is probably a sister show to that. But just remember, you have to let go of everything that's bringing that negative energy and those harmful, hurtful memories into your new space. Why bring all of the old everything into your new something, your new emergence, your new evolution? Don't do that. Have the best Friday you can have and prepare to have an even better weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Again, this has been Dr. C with another one of my Titanium Tidbits for the Morning Hum. As we begin, we will end. Hopefully you can hear the music playing in the background with Tori Lee. Feel the music.
Baby girl, tell me, how did you squeeze up in them jeans? What you mean? I know there's room for me to fit between. It's obscene the way you move that thing like a machine. Oh, me, a back like that should be a magazine. But baby, you got me sick right now. Girl, you looking too thick right now. And if you want to, we can dip right now. Yo, pimple my crib, we can get right there.
I'm doing my thing and I'm coming now. I'm in my own lane, what you talking about? DJ's on point, music playing loud. I'm looking good, drinking good, and I say it proud. You better know I'm buying out the ball when I'm up in the crowd.